Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board. She's one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theater. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the Spotlight with Simone Herodin.
Hello, always great to be chatting with you, Janet, on Jet Setting with Janet. So that rhymes almost like a poem. So it's really artistic, isn't it? So this week at Artscape, or the next few days at Artscape, actually, we have Fine Music Radio's 30th birthday gala. So Fine Music Radio, it's the only radio station theater that we know of in South Africa, and by extension probably on the entire African continent, and it's also the only classical music and jazz radio station produced from a theater on the African continent. So they've been going for 30 years, and they'll be having these celebrations, which is this Sunday on the 6th of April at 2:30, is in the Opera House. I have perused the ticket sales, and they are standing close onto 1,000. The Opera House takes 1,500 people, so there's just about, in fact, there's just about 200 tickets left, because the other 300 tickets are for the invited members that have been a part of Fine Music Radio over the past 30 years. So better hurry and run out and grab that last 200 tickets, which are available on web tickets. And then later on in next week, opening on the 9th of April, we've got some humor with Jared Pillay, your surname namesake, in Passion of the Curry. This is Jared Pillay's first venture and a production that he will be having at Artscape. He has obviously performed at a host of other venues. He's actually won one or two awards for being the best comedian. So he promises to dish up bold and spicy humor that dives into the South African Indian identity. It's an hilarious one-man comedy show rooted in true events, his specific events, life events that comes to life through the sharp wits of, as I say, Jared Pillay. So with a perfect blend of humor and heart, he unpacks cultural displacement, awkward race relations, and his own journey through an identity crisis. So he has warned patrons to get, well, female patrons or those who wear mascara, to see that they have waterproof mascara, because they are going to be rolling on the floor with laughter, tears streaming down their eyes, and it's going to spoil the makeup. So come grab a plate and enjoy the feast of laughter and fun. And then another concert that is almost sold out is the David Cramer tribute show. Now, I think that probably every single listener on JC with Janet would know who David Cramer is. I mean, obviously, the one of the most famous musicals that he wrote in collaboration with, or in partnership, actually, with Tally Peterson, was District 6, the musical. And then as recently as last year, he wrote the musical Orpheus McAdoo, which is staged in conjunction with, or in partnership with, Cape Town Opera. And in fact, Orpheus McAdoo is returning this year. But I will speak more about Orpheus McAdoo later on through the year. But this is the David Cramer tribute show. And it's so great that we are paying tribute to such an amazing legend while the person is still alive, because often we pay tributes to people when they've already passed on. So it's great to pay tributes to them when they are alive. And this is the brainchild of Alistair Isabel and friends. And Alistair Isabel, obviously, are some of the people that he trained from youth. And look how far they have come. So we are going to invite you all to come and celebrate with us as we raise the roof and pay homage to the man, the music, and the legend, with songs from Maisie Sonder Sokkies, Skipskop, Baboon Dogs, and Hier Sit Die Money in the Royal Hotel. So come on the 12th of April in the Opera House Artscape. Book now, tickets are selling fast. And then for the youth, we are starting with the set, grade 12 set for productions, the two English ones. The first one is Hamlet, which is produced this time around by Abramson and Marcel and Fred Abramson. And obviously, Hamlet is the very famous quote that almost everybody knows. Will be continue asking to be or not to be? That is the question. And then the other grade 12 set work that we are hosting this year, and the grade 12 set works are in collaboration with the Western Cape government, in particular the Western Cape Department of Education. And this is, of course, to see the books, the set of books that they read as part of their curriculum outbase come to life at a theatre or on a theatre stage. And often this is the very first time that the youth come to Artscape when they come and see these set of productions. So it's also a way of growing our audiences for them to come and enjoy Artscape and see a production for the first time in their life. And then the other one is the seminal play of Athel Fugard. So we are also paying legacy to the icon Athol Fugard that just recently passed on with the production or his play My Children, My Africa. It's set in a township classroom in the Eastern Cape in 1984, where an idealistic teacher attempts to instill a love of learning in his gifted pupil, but political unrest and the generational divide soon culminate in an explosive conflict with tragic consequences. So those are all the hip hop happening productions at Artscape. And then later on in this month, towards the end of this month, don't forget to start booking for the set Oosterfeest that will be running from the 30th of April to the 4th of May. There's some amazing productions in the set Oosterfeest, including the set Ooster Stormsterk concert, which are hosted by or incorporating the stars of the set Ooster television drama. There's the Concert van Hoop, which opens up the festival on the 30th of April. There's also Kunstetreffers, which is produced by Artscape, and it is productions that we had took to the rural area of Mamre last year. So those are the exciting productions that's coming up in the month of April. And I believe that you will be jet setting off soon. So safe travels, and we will speak as soon as you have returned. But we obviously will be keep on jet setting with Janet.